I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
When we last left you moments ago, KSL Television's Mike Hedrick had been talking to homeowners, actual brick-and-mortar homeowners in this Glendale neighborhood out by the old Raging Waters, because they were baffled as to why they could not get the city to act and get these, you know, RVs that had moved in. They started calling it RV Row out there, a line of RVs, Dave, across the street, right next to a lot of their homes.
Kind of jokingly called it the RV park.
There's people taking a shower in the drinking fountain and homeless people all around.
We were okay with a few of them moving in. I had no idea that we were going to have 20 families as our new neighbors.
It sounds to me, Deb, kind of like the tent cities that are popping up in downtown, right? Is this a homelessness issue? Or is this an extended vacation issue?
I want to know how they get around parking ordinances. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Mike Hedrick of KSL 5 TV. Great story. I'm sure the neighbors appreciate you coming out there and spending so much time in that neighborhood. So tell us what you saw when you got out there.
Well, I know it's not an extended vacation issue. I certainly know that after being out there.
I was going to say, that's a good road trip, Mike. I'm just saying, maybe we're doing it wrong.
No, we could be. Who knows? For as long as they were there, you know, a number of these RVs were, I mean, this was going on for the last couple of years. It was interesting because we originally went back out there a year and a half ago. We did a story on the Raging Waters. A lot of kids going out there because it's run down. It's all, it doesn't operate anymore. So kids were getting on TikTok and they're going down the slides. It was crazy dangerous what they were doing. There were crimes being committed there, gun crimes, things like that. So we thought, you know what? The city said they're working on things and trying to get things done with it. So let's follow up and see where they're at on this. Well, we go out there and I look down the street from Raging Waters and it's just this line of RVs and they're old, they're beat up. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? And so we were out there and one of the neighbors comes up to us and says, do you see what's going on here? I got kids who, you know, I want to take them to this park that's right there across the street. And I can't. It's been taken over by all these people in these RVs. And you guys mentioned, in fact, one of the people who are in the RVs, we spoke to a gentleman, and he said, yeah, you know, you got Tent City downtown. He goes, we got RV Row right here. So not trying to hide it, but it's a tough battle for the city. You know, the interesting thing is why people are so frustrated because they're like, hey, I called. Parking enforcement, they said, there's nothing we can do about it. Hmm. I called the police. They said, we can't do anything about it. The health department has to be on the same page with these other two agencies, parking and police, in order to get something taken care of. Because parking enforcement can't get a tow truck and then get these people out of here because people are living inside. You got to have police enforcement out there at the same time because, let's face it, when I was out there and they had the tow trucks, they weren't going easy, okay? You needed to have law enforcement out there. And then as you heard in there, some of that, you know, there's needles around there, there's human feces. It's a health department issue as well. So when they said, we can't take care of this, yes, on their own, each individual entity cannot take care of it on their own. And that's why you need multiple agencies coming together at the same time. And that's the struggle. That's been the struggle with the city and what they say they're trying to work on right now. But, you know, ever since we did this story, I've gotten half a dozen emails from people saying, hey, listen, that exact same thing is happening in my neighborhood. And they name these different spots throughout Salt Lake. So it's not even just to this spot. It's becoming more and more of a trend.
Mike, what does the parking restriction look like? Because I look just across the street here at Broadcast House. We're downtown, and you can't be there for 2 hours without getting a ticket. What are the parking rules in that area?
Well, it's 48 hours, right? It's 48 hours, and then what you can do is you can just move after that around the block. And you move there for a day or so, and then you can move right back. So it's basically whack-a-mole. if, you know, for any of these people, if I'm, you know,
totally
to be really honest about it, that's what it's like. And they know that. They know how to play the game. But it's, you know, the human struggle is there as well, because it's like, you know, if people knew how to solve the homeless problem, it would be fixed by now. And that's really what the big struggle is. And it is a homeless issue. Even though by federal regulation, people living in these RVs are not quote unquote homeless, it is a homeless issue. As mentioned, it's very similar to Tent City. They're just living in. And the thing is, too, the reason they had to be towed, why did they have to be towed? Well, they had to be towed because they don't operate. You know, if I saw police coming and I'm sitting here in this RV, they said, hey, listen, we're about to tow you. I put the keys in the ignition and I take off. Well, they can't do that because they're not operable. They're these rundown RVs. And as you heard in some of those sound bites you guys played, the problems that come along with it. I mean, I did a background check on a number of the people that we spoke with there, and we're talking about decades long criminal history with things you certainly don't want your kids around. And so that's part of the struggle of, you know, anyone in any of these neighborhoods is how did this happen? This isn't the neighborhood I bought into.
Well, Mike, and as you describe it so well in your story, you see this encroachment, you know, stealing of electricity, running an extension cord into somebody's home.
Yeah, and then it's their neighborhood, as they put it, they feel like it's being taken over by these visitors. And it's, you know, again, that's the struggle. As you talk about the parking, one of the things is there's a camping ordinance. You know, you can apply the city camping ordinance to like a tent city, but you can't apply that same ordinance to these RVs because they're not considered camping. And so that, again, the city's going to have to relook some of these ordinances because what's happening now doesn't fall into, you know, many of these ordinances and these laws that are on the books. So I what it sounds like is they're going to take another look at this. But again, I'm going to go back to the very beginning and the struggle with the homeowners here. It's that they have been calling and complaining about this. And you saw in the story, too, in the last year or two, you've seen complaints with homelessness and crime that's gone up 250% to 500% in that area. And this is exactly why. And when you can't get people to come out and help solve that problem, that's an issue. And again, that's one that the city needs to take care of and figure out.
Mike Hedrick, investigative reporter and main anchor for KSL 5 Television. Mike, such a great story. I'm certain the neighborhood there is very pleased that you spent so much time out there. We thank you for jumping on the line and sorting through this crazy issue that's going on for that neighborhood. Again, it's in the Glendale area if you're just jumping on the line. RV Row is what one of the RV owners called it. And 20, 25 RVs lined up on the street right next to brick and mortar homes.
I would be so frustrated with the city council, the mayor, because they're obviously not being adaptable. They're just passing the buck. They're trying to move it around and say, oh, this is not a tent. This is not a homeless issue. They're just living in their RVs. And listen, we need to be able to adapt to what's going on in our neighborhoods. And if you have fights and fires and human feces and people bathing in a drinking fountain, you've got to do something about that.
This highlights, once again, the homelessness issue. It seems to be, you know, spewing into so many neighborhoods. We get complaints about the tents that are cropping up in different neighborhoods. Now RVs that are being parked along streets and in neighborhoods, and they're mobile. So these folks are, well, Mike said a lot of them don't run, yeah. But if some of them do, they can go from neighborhood to neighborhood. Yeah, the city council has got to jump on this issue. The mayor's office has got to address this issue. The police department has to be responsive, along with parking enforcement and the health department, when neighbors call. At this point, it sounds like maybe they should set up a hotline, because Mike is getting emails from other communities that said this is going on in their area, their neighborhood in Salt Lake City as well.
It's a workaround, right? It's a workaround, and that's why it needs to be addressed. And we can't spend all day talking about it. You can make an adjustment. You've got to be adaptable. That's your job.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.